News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Dale Forbus. Something very unusual happened during Oklahoma's tornado outbreak. Near Loveland in Tillman County, meteorologists spotted an anticyclonic tornado. It was rotating clockwise, which only happens in less than 2% of those kinds of storms. Douglas Spieger is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
It's still somewhat of a mystery. There was something different about this storm where this channel of wind called the rear flank downdraft may have actually produced a tornado on the other side of the circulation that we usually see.
One piece of legislation seemed like a good idea, but also sounded a little bit like government overreach. Governor Kevin Stitt has vetoed a bill that for the first time would have required meters on some mostly agricultural users who draw water from aquifers, especially the Ogallala, which is declining by a foot every 2 years. Governor Kevin Stitt has set a budget summit for next week. Both Senate President Pro Tem Greg Treat and House Speaker Charles McCall have agreed to meet with the governor on Monday afternoon. There are just 30 days left before the session adjourns, with lawmakers still having to determine how to spend $13 billion for the state government. All sides have agreed to have an open meeting in the interest of transparency. The governor is still committed to the concept of having a personal income tax cut. The session ends May 31st. And Oklahoma school teachers have received pay raises, but they remain among the lowest paid in the whole country. Details from Radio Oklahoma's Bob Sands.
The highest paid teachers in the nation are in California, the lowest in West Virginia. Oklahoma is now ranked 43rd. The National Education Association rankings lists the average Oklahoma teacher's salary at just over $55,000 a year. Nationally, the average is nearly $70,000. The difference between Oklahoma and West Virginia, $2,500.
From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Dale Forbus.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th through 14th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.